Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made the announcement saying she continues to live happily at home with her husband, enjoying spring in Plains and visiting with loved ones. Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care earlier this year. The decision came after he suffered a series of hospitalizations. Jimmy Carter is the longest-lived former president in U.S. history at 98 years of age. Rosalynn is 95. North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole in California.
Leslie Van Houten had been up for parole before, but California Governor Gavin Newsom prevented her from being freed from prison. Now a California State Appeals Court overturned the governor's veto and reinstated Van Houten's parole. The decision does not automatically mean she'll get out, however. The state could appeal to the California Supreme Court. Van Houten helped murder a Los Angeles couple in their home more than 50 years ago. I'm John Schaefer.
It is soft and a little chewy, but more like a cake than a cookie. Today is National Macaroon Day. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
China's ruling Communist Party has warned of the risk posed by advances in artificial intelligence and calling for national security measures. A meeting headed by party leader and President Xi Jinping urged dedicated efforts to safeguard political security and improve the security governance of internet data and artificial intelligence. End quote. The warning from Beijing followed a warning Tuesday by tech leaders in the USA, including high-level executives at Microsoft and Google, about the perils that artificial intelligence poses to the human race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign.
That's the word from multiple reports that says allies of Christie have created a super political action committee to support him during primary season. The New York Times reports Christie could make a run for the White House official in the next 2 weeks. Christie would join a growing GOP field that includes former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two people have been arrested, and at least three others were being sought in a Memorial Day mass shooting on Hollywood Beach Boardwalk. That's in Florida. That left nine people, including several children, hospitalized. Hollywood police said all the victims were taken to local hospitals. Three adults had been treated and released from the hospital, while other victims were in stable condition. Their identities were not released. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Megan Barth, yes, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and the editor of NevadaGlobe.com as well. Megan, how are we doing?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I think we're doing better than some of these woke companies like Target, Bud Light, the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, they are just hemorrhaging dollars right through their fingers, through their open minds, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they'll go woke. Go broke thing is holding true. I was checking the news this morning, and Target stock has basically plummeted to the lowest in a year. Bud Light has lost billions of dollars. And this is what happens when you basically coddle and promote a small minority of the population and really go against your consumer base. Talk about, you know, let's just take beer, for example. Who are the primary drinkers of beer? Men.
Yeah.
So why would you take a biological male, throw a wig on him, some heels, and some lipstick, and market that to men? You know, it doesn't make any sense. But this is exactly what Bud Light did. Now they have lost billions, in a B, billions of dollars, and they're actually buying their expired beer back.
Exactly.
So, you know, it was just an absolute marketing fail because they truly weren't selling to their base.
Exactly.
Men like women in bikinis. Mm-hmm. Bring back the bikinis.
Yes.
Bring back the Clydesdales. You know,
and the majority of men are not interested in being neutered. Okay,
I mean, exactly.
Leave our sexuality out of this. And the number that they're talking about, Megan, so far, just Target and Anheuser-Busch. We're not even talking the Dodgers, because that. I mean, when I first saw the Dodgers, I said, "What are they throwing the towel in on their season already for doing something as idiotic as this?" But just Target, Anheuser-Busch combined. $28 billion in market value.
Brilliant, brilliant. And that's exactly what needs to happen, is that the what we used to be called the silent majority, because we are the majority, is now no longer silent, not necessarily taking to the streets, but with our pocketbooks.
Exactly. Yeah, can you hear me now? You know,
exactly.
And here Bud is trying to survive. And so what are they trying to do? They counter this failed marketing ploy that they throw on the people and attack, you know, their primary consumer with. Right now they're trying to run Americana type ads, and it seems so disingenuous, as opposed to just coming out and saying, hey, look, we got rid of Mulvaney. We got rid of the marketing person that was in charge of this idea. Bad idea. We apologize. You know, mea culpa, do whatever you can. But no, what they're doing, like you said, they're buying beer back. They're doing things that really aren't going to salvage the brand. It's just causing more damage the way I see it, Megan.
You're right. Clean up on aisle 10. Is what
the and 11
like.
And 12
yeah.
And, yeah, just count them. yeah,
keep going. And this was an absolute number one. Look, I was in marketing and sales for decades, years. You certainly have to, and even as a speaker, know your audience.
Exactly.
That's the fundamental rule when you're trying to sell what you're talking about. When you're trying to sell a product, know your audience. They thought that, I guess they're going to have a huge transgender audience buying beer.
Right.
I was watching a TikTok, or it was on Instagram the other day, and it was a conservative gay guy, and he's like, we don't drink beer. He's like, our community does not drink beer.
Right, right.
So, yeah, good luck. You know, bring out the rainbow can. See how quickly those fly off the shelf. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you and I both involved in marketing. The other, you know, most of our lives, the other axiom about marketing is you protect your brand. And what
yes.
they did was they disrespected their brand. And when you disrespect the brand, you disrespect your consumer base. This is so academic, and I think that what happened was in the you know, these coffee rooms of corporate America and some of these boardrooms, they looked out and saw, you know, June was coming. June is the big LGBTQ month. You know, the gay community has hijacked 1 month a year, which is June, and they projected there was going to be all this buzz and excitement, and they were going to get ahead of it. And look what's happened. I mean. It's one of those deals where you have a correct observation but a wrong conclusion.
Exactly. And I think protection is really the key word there, mm-hmm. is that there are – and look, when you say LGB community, that's really what this is about. You have actually a growing segment mm-hmm. of the LGB community that want absolutely nothing to do, nor do they want to be associated with the TQ++AI, you know, as
right.
the acronym keeps getting longer because the left keeps creating all of these symbols for victimhood.
Exactly.
And thereby dividing the community and dividing the community and dividing the community. And that's all this is about. That's what the left historically has and will continue to do, is to create victims and then create special classes of victims that actually trample on the other rights of minorities.
Exactly.
For example, women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we have a huge landmark case going on. It's coming to a head. I have the exclusive story coming out of Nevada, mm-hmm. whereby a school district in a rural community north of Reno wants to pass a resolution protecting women's sports. The ACLU has already come down hard on them. They've already threatened a lawsuit. The legislature, the Marxists in the legislature in Nevada here, most of them are from California, want to make a law that school districts cannot pass resolutions like this. What about women?
Exactly.
I was a college athlete.
Mm-hmm.
What about my right to participate in sports under Title IX?
Mm-hmm.
What about my protection and my privacy when it comes to locker rooms and being able to equally compete amongst my peers, which do not include a 6'6" male at 250 pounds that's wearing a wig?
No, you're exactly right. And for all the advances that Title IX had accomplished on behalf of women, I mean, I'm shocked, Megan, on how they've hijacked it in such a short period of time.
Well, your listeners need to understand that the Biden administration is trying to change Title IX And they're not trying to change it through a constitutional method by going through Congress and passing laws. No, they want to change it through the Department of Education. So it specifically targets school districts and local municipalities when they add gender identity and gender expression to Title IX as a form of harassment. What's interesting about Title IX is that male and female, or female specifically, is never mentioned in the title.
I know, exactly. Megan, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there because I want to give you plenty of time to unwrap this. This is absolutely key. More from Megan Barth after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski. The ding-a-rona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Nineteen minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, right before the break, you were talking about Title IX and a key importance here, and it's significant. And I want you to have plenty of time to unwrap this for us. Go ahead.
It would behoove your audience just to read Title IX. Not a hard task.
Mm-hmm.
Never in the never in the statute is female or male, women or man mentioned. It's specifically about sexual discrimination and ensuring that the governments provide a equal platform for the sexes, right? So you have male sports and you have female sports, and that's pretty much it, and you can't discriminate, and you have to provide locker rooms to accommodate the athletes, things of that nature. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the Biden administration wants to change Title IX, and they're not doing it through an act of Congress, which is what they should do if they want to change the laws or amend the laws. They're going around Congress and around the Constitution and basically empowering the Department of Education to change that Title IX to add gender language. Meaning you cannot discriminate, not against the sex, mm-hmm. but against gender identity.
Right. Yeah, this is absolutely nuts, but this is where we are. And, you know, Megan, the question that comes to mind here, and people ask me, they go, who's really behind all this?
Well, I mean, we can all guess, but we have to hold Biden accountable. That's who is behind this, because whether he's the figurehead, which I believe he is, mm-hmm. or the Obama administration, this is Obama's third term.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Valerie Jarrett maneuver. This is a Department of Education maneuver. This is the radical left using Biden as their puppet, pulling his strings as he continues to advocate to basically exterminate and obliterate women's sports.
Now, is this part of the reason, I mean, when you think about the attacks on people of faith and conservatives and that sort of thing, because mostly, as you say, the silent majority that has a conscience and a moral backbone and standard see what's happening in our culture. They see this as evil. And this threatens them because this is the clear delineation in the majority of most people here in America, the way they look at it, it's beyond accommodation. It's not just, hey, look at, you know, everybody has the right to love the one that they want to love. You know, I get that. But that doesn't, take it to the next level that you have to force me to agree with your expression. You know, as I've shared, you know, very openly in my show here, Megan, I'm not much for a public show of affection. I've just never been, whether it's heterosexual or otherwise. And the way this is being, you know, tossed about and at the stores and, you know, and the way they're targeting our kids and using, as you say, the Department of Education to really, drive this agenda through innocence. This is disgusting and it is nothing short of evil.
And I don't disagree with you. And I necessarily don't look through this through a biblical lens, so to speak. However, I am a Christian. It's unfortunate that when you drive by churches on Sunday or what have you, they're predominantly empty. We have the lowest, I believe, Christian congregation as far as numbers in quite a long time. There were numbers that were published that less people believe in God than they did 10 years ago. And this is really the moral decay,
mm-hmm.
right? We're witnessing the moral decay of our society because I think we've drifted further away from God and the church.
No doubt. No doubt.
And the principles by which, you know, whether it's the Ten Commandments, the Trinity, et cetera, provides us. It provides us that moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? I've always said, what's wrong with the Ten Commandments? It basically is the Ten Commandments. Why can't we publicly display the Ten Commandments? It's basically the rules that you live by. It's the golden rules in 10 steps.
Yes.
And as soon as we started removing that from the schools and from the public, you had this rise of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the purposeful targeting of children, or the children, number one,
mm-hmm.
and then number two, the targeting of Christians is by design.
Exactly.
Because that is innocence, and evil breeds on innocence.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too,
and
what you've said several times, and you've aligned this with the consequence that it's had on our Constitution. You know, our second president said that the Constitution was wholly made and designed for a moral people. So take morality out of the picture, and this is what we have in today's America. The Constitution is meaning less and less, and it's beginning to implode. And we can see the dangers right before us. And so you and I are yelling from the top of the buildings, and we need more people to come alongside and to and maybe it's just that we need to experience, the violation of gravity. Because to me, it's a simple academic experience, just like defying gravity. You defy gravity, the consequences are pretty immediate. And we continue to defy, you know, these laws, these moral laws. And it's in a sense, it's been subtle. But I look over the last couple of years, Megan, and I'm shocked at how quick, you know, this LGBTQ agenda has come upon us. You know, these climate change activists, open borders, all this stuff that doesn't make sense to a free America. And here we are. I mean, it's like a tsunami of sin and evil, as you say, that it's overwhelming us.
Yeah, I think it's overwhelming us because the minority has so much power. And they have the power in the media,
mm-hmm.
and they have the power in the White House, and they have the power in the education system, and the power goes on. So they have the institutions that are mainstreaming these ideas and purposely mm-hmm. targeting children for children to believe that this is normal, that mental illness, like gender identity and pronouns, is normal,
right.
whereby it's a mental illness. And we should seek help for those people, and those people should seek help. And why is it that the transgender community and those that support it are targeting children? Why are they so obsessed with children? Why are they experimenting on children before children reach puberty,
yeah.
allowing 11-year-olds, mm-hmm. 9-year-olds, 13-year-olds to go into a hospital and have their bodies mutilated in the name of pronoun identity or gender identity? This is truly evil.
Mm-hmm.
We often hear, and especially in gun control arguments from the left, that kids, like in Nevada, for example, kids don't have the mental capacity. Their brains haven't fully developed until they're 22, so they have no business owning a rifle unless they are in the military.
Right.
Well, can't the same be said and applied to the kids making a decision for gender
reassignment?
Surgery?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even call it reassignment. It's butchery.
No, it really is. And you're exactly right. But see, logic doesn't pertain when you're driving an agenda. It's all about the agenda. And this is what they're doing. And they're not, you know, they really don't care about the kids, because the thing is, what it all comes down to is they can't naturally reproduce, right? So they have to hijack. And this is what they're doing. They're stealing our kids in order to, sustain themselves and to increase their population base. Because in and of themselves, you know, they can't bring children into the world. Not in the natural course that God has made it available, right?
Yeah, well, they're certainly not going to increase their population base if they keep sterilizing children. But what they are going to do is they're going to increase their power.
Yeah, that's, well, no doubt. And especially, like you said, they have they've got control of the White House. And this is why leadership matters, ladies and gentlemen. We got to leave it there. To be continued. She's the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. The House Rules Committee is advancing a bill to raise the federal debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on the bill today, and there will be a debate on the House floor as the legislation continues to face opposition from both Republicans and Democrats. The demolition of a collapsed building in Iowa is being put on hold as five people remain unaccounted for. The six-story building in Davenport partially collapsed on Sunday afternoon. Officials say there are no confirmed deaths, but Mayor Mike Mattson said two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be trapped in the building. More than 1,700 Amazon employees plan to walk off the job today, calling for more flexibility with remote work. They also want the company to pay more attention to its climate impact. Nearly 900 of those workers plan to walk out of the company's Seattle headquarters. Actor Al Pacino is becoming a father again at the age of 82 with his 29-year-old girlfriend. She is 8 months pregnant. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, this June, we're challenging everyone to make CPR and AED awareness as part of your summer safety plan. Each year, you may not be aware of this, but 350,000 Americans die from a cardiac arrest. About 90% of people who experience cardiac arrest outside a hospital will die. If you're called on to give CPR in an emergency, you will most likely be trying to save the life of someone you know or love. Do you know how to properly perform CPR? Do you know where automated defibrillators, that's that AED we were talking about, where they're located in the buildings that you visit often? Well, as I said, this June, we're going to focus on CPR and AED awareness as part of your summer safety plan. And here to tell us more about it from the American Heart Association is Camilla Sasson. She is a MD and a PhD. She's the American Heart Association's VP of Emergency Cardiovascular Care Science and Innovation. She's an associate clinical professor, emergency medicine at the University of Colorado Denver, where she is practicing ER physician. Doctor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
With all your titles there, you're just way too busy.
Wow. Never been busy to join you on your show, though.
Well,
right?
And God bless you.
That's important skill.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much because, you know, we often hear about the importance of CPR. And I guess what we should have on an ongoing basis, Dr. Sasson, are stories of how people have saved neighbors and family members because they were educated and knew how to use CPR and also knew where the AEDs were located in the offices or the buildings that they work in.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we watched this happen just a few months ago on national television, and we saw what happens when everything goes right. Mm-hmm. When there's early recognition, people know exactly when a cardiac arrest event happens, 911 is called. We have people starting CPR immediately. Someone runs to go get the AED. And most importantly, people are acting and they know what to do and they feel empowered to do that. And I think that's the most important thing. The American Heart Association, during National CPR Week, we are trying to just build a nation of lifesavers, people who know how to do CPR, know where their AED is, and most importantly, feel empowered and activated to act in the setting of a cardiac arrest event.
It's really not that difficult, is it?
It isn't. You know, I think a lot of folks always say, oh my gosh, I haven't taken a course. I don't know. I did it, you know, many, many years ago. And I think what we are trying to remind people is that, first of all, CPR, conventional CPR, is CPR with breath. And again, that's compressions followed by breath. And you do that until help arrives. We also have something new that's called hands-only CPR. And this is something that you can use for teens and adults who suddenly collapse. And really, it's two simple steps. First, it's call 911 and get an AED. Second, it's pushed hard and fast in the center of the chest at about 100 to 120 beats per minute, at least 2 inches deep for an adult. So we always remind people, staying alive and Shakira's My Hips Don't Lie, those are all about 100 to 120 beats per minute. So you're literally singing staying alive as you're starting to do chest compressions.
No, that's great, great advice here. Help people understand what happens in a situation where CPR is not there for somebody who needs it.
Well, we know that CPR, basically what you are doing is you are pumping all of that vital blood and oxygen to the brain and other organs in the body. And so you're kind of acting like an external heart. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody does not have CPR performed, what happens is that you have this 10-minute window. For every 1 minute that somebody does not have CPR performed, their chances of surviving a cardiac arrest event go down by about 10%. You have this 10-minute window where you truly can save a life. And we know that CPR can even double or even triple, potentially, your chances of survival. And that's why it's so important, we're stressing this so much, that everybody learn how to do CPR. Go to the American Heart Association's website at cpr.heart.org and take one of our free educational trainings and send it to all of your family and friends. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of cardiac arrest events are going to happen at home, so the person's life that you're going to save is likely going to be somebody you know or love.
So, Dr. Sasson, they can go online and watch an instructional online?
Yeah, so we have hands-only CPR educational awareness videos that we're asking everyone to spend 90 seconds, that's all, mm-hmm. To learn CPR and then also to share that with your family and friends. And then you can also go to our website to find out where your closest class is and take the full training as well. You know, I do want to say it's summer right now, and we know that drowning is a really serious cause of cardiac arrest, especially for kids. And that's where the CPR with breath is going to be really important. So we're asking everyone to help us build a nation of lifesavers and turn bystanders into lifesavers.
Yeah, I like that. A nation of lifesavers and turning, you know, bystanders into lifesavers. That's an excellent, an excellent mantra to put out there for everybody because, I mean, even with the instructionals online and going and taking a class, and I think this is a prudent reminder and call to, hey, you know, if it's been a while and you have your doubts because you just never know when you're going to be the one that's called upon that we need to, to have this information. So, and it's easy, right? I mean, you carve out a little bit of time, go attend a class and get ready. And so that you can participate in the summer safety plan and program that we're announcing today, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, ask questions, right? I think this is, especially as a mom with kids who are in sports right now, I've been asking a lot of questions, both at school and at athletic fields and places where we go to even, you know, to have fun at the rec center. Just asking questions about where is the closest AED, who knows what to do if somebody were to have an emergency happen, and then just making sure that myself and my kids know what to do as well if something does happen. I think, again, that's the most important thing, is that it takes a few minutes, you can feel empowered, you can learn to save a life, and most importantly, it's likely going to be the life of somebody you love.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Camilla Sasson is with us, and again, remind us how to perform CPR correctly.
Simple. So two steps. If you see a teen or adult suddenly collapse, first call 911 and get an AED. And second is push hard and fast in the center of the chest at 100 to 120 beats per minute, at least 2 inches deep for an adult. And again, that's performing hands-only CPR. If you feel comfortable doing the breast, do that as well. But again, all of that is going to just help you save somebody's life, because you are keeping that vital blood and oxygen going to the brain and other organs.
Well, and as you explained, you know, what's so vital about this is that if performed immediately, you could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival.
There's not a lot of things out there in medicine that have such a huge impact. You know, as an ER doctor, I always remind folks, look, if somebody doesn't have CPR performed immediately, if they don't activate the 911 system, the vast majority of those folks will never make it to the emergency department. So I don't have a lot to do with this in terms of saving a life. It's actually going to be you who is there on scene, who calls 911, knows that something, you know, has happened, and most importantly, feels empowered to do something, to act. And that's where hands-only CPR is really going to help save somebody's life.
Exactly, because when we think about the number of Americans who die from cardiac arrest, and you say about 90% of the people who experience cardiac arrest outside a hospital, they'll die. And so this is why this is so important, that you can do this, you can be empowered to do this, and it's simple. And for something that is this simple, you know, why would we not want to do that, you know, for somebody within our family or somebody we know, right?
Well, we know that people feel like, oh, gosh, if I haven't taken a class, or maybe I took a class many years ago, or oh, wow, this is a woman, for example. We know that women are less likely to have CPR performed because people are afraid of, you know, of doing CPR, or they may not even recognize that a woman has had a cardiac arrest event. And so, again, this is one of those things where just taking a couple minutes out of your day can really have a huge impact. And even just kind of refreshing yourself, if you have taken a course recently, just go online, watch these 90-second videos, and we can show you how to do it. And I hope that not only will people go to CPR.heart.org to learn for themselves, but that you will share this widely within your networks, because that's how we are going to change the cardiac arrest survival rate. 9 out of 10 people is not an acceptable test at the Heart Association, and that's why we're here to build a nation of lifesavers, because we know how important and critical CPR is.
Well, Dr. Camilla Sasson has been our guest. She is the American Heart Association VP of Emergency Cardiovascular Care Science and Innovation, and an associate clinical professor, emergency medicine, at the University of Colorado Denver, where she is a practicing ER physician. Dr. Sasson, thank you for being with us. Take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and I'll tell you, this is something that I've been looking forward to, especially when we talk about Ukraine. There's so much to understand about what's going on with Ukraine, our investment there to support the Ukrainian people, people who are fearful of God and are faithful to God. And here with us, we've got Ukraine, a frontline Ukraine pastor, Igor Bandura, who's going to be joining us, and the vice president of the Ukrainian Baptist Union, Michael Johnson, also the president of the Slavic Gospel Association. Both gentlemen are with us right now to, give us a better understanding of what is happening there and how we as people of faith can come alongside and co-labor with them. Michael and Igor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, let me ask you first, give us your, your story and what the American people should understand about what's going on in Ukraine as it relates to the people of faith.
Well, my story is I came to faith in Christ in California during the Jesus movement, and I was an advertising executive in New York City for many years, and then I was recruited into ministry later in life. And our ministry was established in 1934 by a man named Peter Danica. He was an immigrant from Belarus, and he started the ministry in 1934 when the persecution was beginning to ramp up in the Soviet countries. And we were involved in the covert distribution of books and Bibles, as well as a significant radio ministry, shortwave radio ministry to Christians and churches there. When the wall came down, we connected with one of the largest group of evangelical churches over there, being the Baptist evangelical churches. We helped them to build their training infrastructure, seminaries and Bible institutes. We sponsor hundreds and hundreds of church planters who are sent out into previously unreached towns and villages to plant churches. And then we equip them with for ministry so they can meet both physical and spiritual needs of their people in their countries. When the war started, we had been in conversations with the Baptist Union leadership. They represent about 2,500 churches across Ukraine. about how they were going to respond to what they knew was going to be millions of internally displaced people as a result of the war. And so when the war started, we immediately began to transfer funds to churches all over those countries so that they could purchase food and resources. And as people made their way from the eastern part of the country into the western part of the country and into eastern Ukraine, the churches were held up as sort of centers where people could come and spend the night and get food and receive money to continue their journeys so that they could get out of harm's way. And since then, we've continued to equip their churches to really emerge as centers of hope for the people who have lost everything. People can come, they can get their cell phones charged, receive food, humanitarian aid, spiritual refreshment, and as a result of that, many, many people are coming to faith in Christ. And the churches here in America and the Christians here in America through our ministry have been able to provide financial support for this to take place. We're seeing significant fruit there. And there's another side to the story, despite that this is a horrible situation. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Igor so that he can maybe talk about it from his standpoint, because he's the guy that has to go home and go to bed at night to the sound of drones and missiles flying over his house.
Yeah, it's unimaginable. Pastor Igor Bandura, he's the vice president of the Ukrainian Baptist Unit. He has networked more than 2,000 churches across Ukraine. Pastor Igor, let me ask you, we've heard numbers, millions of people that have migrated, and it's heartbreaking to see what's happening to the Ukrainian people. What are the numbers now like, in terms of people that have been displaced from their homes there in Ukraine?
We are talking about 14 million Ukrainians who had to leave their homes, and 8 million of them, mainly women and children, left abroad, and maybe about 3 million came back, but about 5 million are still staying in different countries of the European Union. Some families moved even to the United States and Canada. So this is a huge, huge disaster for us, and the war just destroyed our life and changed everything, the way we live, the way we work, the way we dream, and, of course, the way we gather as a church and define what is the essentials of our ministry and how we minister to people. So among all these people who left, there are thousands of Christians. And as a Baptist Union, we lost at least 230 churches at the occupied territories due to different reasons. But main reason is that all the people have to flee their homes and their churches just to save their life. So we lost many people. But at the same time, God is faithful, and new churches have been planted. New pastors and deacons have been ordained for the last year. About 25,000-30,000 new people started to come to our churches across the country every single Sunday. And we got statistics from our churches for the last year that more than 3,000 new people have been baptized in our churches. And most of these people came to church since the beginning of the war. So life is tough, difficult, filled with fears and dangers, with uncertainty. People are really tired because it's 454th day of the war, but at the same time, God is faithful. His grace is sufficient, and those who stay in Ukraine are encouraged daily, and churches not only encouraged by God, but also have strength and power and God's love to minister to people around them. So this is why the help of millions of Christians all around the world, and particularly from the United States, organizations and missions like Slavic Gospel Association, so vital and important, because when we have a lack of resources, a big heart to minister to people, we need such friends and supporters to pray, to stay with us, and to make our ability to minister to people bigger.
You know, Pastor Igor, I just can't imagine people's renewed and expanded appreciation for God Almighty through this, right? I mean, as you say, many people are flocking to churches, coming to declare their faith in Jesus.
this is awesome. But, you know, it again reminds me of that Bible verse that they who know their God will do exploits. And that knowing God is experientially. And when you know God through the tragedy and the horrific experience and all the bombings, the death that's happening in Ukraine right now, I mean, your faith takes on a whole different level of appreciation and depth, doesn't it?
Yes, right. It is experiential, yes, because we all know the Bible, we read the Bible daily, and we trust God. But it is something special when you are going through probably the most difficult times of your life, the most difficult time for our country, when there is so much pain and loss, and when blood is shed every day, and people ask, okay, where is God? And when they come to churches, and they do not get arguments, because how you can make arguments, where is God? But when they see Christian's love, when they participate in the services, when they get support, help, when they are fed, get hot meal, and they see the love of Christians and people who are willing to surround them with God's love and pray for them, and they realize these people are the same Ukrainians in the very similar situation with the same problems, with the same loss. Like, for example, in our church we have 25 men in the military service, and we have had already 4 funerals. 4 men were killed at the front line. So everybody knows it. There is a price to pay. But still, if they see, you can come to church and get not only the help, but something you have never experienced. And exactly. This is experiential. This is how people experience God's love, and they would like to stay in the church, to come closer to God, to get Him know better, get Him know much. Yeah, this is what God is doing through all the pain, and this is why His grace is still in Ukraine.
Well, Michael Johnson, we got about 2 minutes left here. I'm going to let you wrap this up. You know, Pastor Igor just really described the situation in such a way that, and I'm sure for you, this gives you a deeper appreciation of the total gospel message. I mean, this is the gospel working in all levels, you know, for the people who are being attacked, people who are coming alongside and supporting the Ukrainian people of faith and the church itself, you know, coming together. I think in a way that Jesus has always wanted the church to work, right?
Absolutely. And Christ is building His church throughout those countries. My favorite verse, John 4. 37 and 38, Jesus said, "For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." So we have the tremendous opportunity as a ministry to enter into the labor of these wonderful churches and provide opportunities for churches and Christians in America to do the same through our ministry. Because Christ is building His church, even in the midst of this. And we can be a part of this, and we can equip those Christians who, many of whom went through the persecution. These people are just committed to their faith and committed to see their nations won to Christ. So if you want to connect with us, our website is sga.org. That's sga.org. And there's plenty of opportunities to be involved both in prayer as well as financial support.
Well, Michael Johnson, president of the Slavic Gospel Association, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate all the great work that you've been doing. I appreciate you coming on the show to tell our audience, you know, about what's going on. And Pastor Igor Bandura, you know, right there from the front line in Ukraine, you know, from his experience, his lips, what God is showing him, and how God is using him, networking with thousands of other churches, you know, for the faithful there in Ukraine and continuing to further the gospel message. Gentlemen, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. God bless you as
thank
well.
You.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I